Welcome to another edition of Living an Ultra Life. Hope you guys have been enjoying all these episodes so far. We've been having fun doing them. Today, I want to talk about sleep. Yep, I'm going to bore you to death so that y'all fall asleep. No, that's not the kind of sleep I want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about sleep and running performance. And also, you're probably going to see ways how this can intersect with your normal everyday life when you're not running. Now, I can't imagine why you wouldn't be running, because everybody should be running right now. But there are times where you actually have to go to work and earn a living and all those fun things, you know, have a family, you know, life outside of running. Can't imagine it, but it does happen. But anyway, I want to talk to you about something that just really fascinated me when I began to really study it. So just to kind of set the stage, as many of you know, I am rather hyperactive. My motor doesn't seem to really stop. It doesn't have a slow gear when I'm doing things. It doesn't have a speed gear when I'm running, I don't think. But I just sort of go. I just go all the time. I have a lot of energy. And my wife says I'm hyperactive, and she's got some other things that she puts in there that I don't really know what all the letters and stuff mean, but I'm sure they mean something. But anyway, I don't get a lot of good quality sleep. Or at least I wasn't getting a lot of good quality sleep. For me, if I get 4 to 5 hours of sleep a night, I'm good. And that's not really 4 to 5 hours solid sleeping. I'm kind of one of these people that I nap for like an hour and then I like wake up and go, man, I must be missing something. So then I go do something again after that. And then I lay down and, you know, go back to sleep, or I read incessantly. So I read a lot. And there was a lot of things that I was doing wrong in my sleep until I began to research this. And I'm telling you, I was fascinated by this whole subject about sleep and sleep quality being the number one thing. Then I was really fascinated when I began to read some studies about how sleep can affect your running performance, and how it can affect your decision making, and how it can affect the way that you balance even. It just really got me looking at it, and so I wrote a whole article about it for a publication called Runner's Life. It was called How Sleep Quality and Running Performance Are Linked, and To Run Better, Start Sleeping Better, The Little Known Secret to Great Running. And I really think this is something that it fascinated me, so I hope you guys find this interesting too. But sleep is one of those things that I think we take for granted. This is kind of the way that the article went, so I'm not going to read the article because I think that's boring. You guys can go and read it yourself. But just kind of try and imagine being a hyperactive person with a hyperactive cat and get a good quality night of sleep. It's basically impossible. From physical health to mental health, the benefit of quality sleep is not something we should ignore. Runners that listen to their bodies are the first to know when something's off. And I'm sure you guys can feel this. When you're out running and you just kind of feel like your gait is choppy, or you feel heavy, or maybe at the end of the run, you're sitting there going, man, something was just off. And you're not really sure how to put your finger on it. Like the other day, I'll give you an example. I went for a run at lunchtime. By the end of the run, I was like, man, something is just really, really off. And, you know, all the rest of the afternoon as I'm working through, you know, meetings, I had the infamous Zoom meetings and everything. And I'm working through the meetings, but in the back of my mind, I'm sitting there going, something was off in this run. My pace was okay, but just something felt off. I felt like my body was off. Well, I'm driving on the way home, and all of a sudden I go, oh, I was overstriding. Okay, so not many people will do this, but I said, okay, in order to correct this, I'm going to go out after work, and all I'm going to do is work on getting my stride back under my core. That's what I'm talking about. You know when something's off. You know when something's not as it should be. Few runners would turn to sleep as their number one suspect of why their run is off. Most modern runners do turn to shoes or their training cycle, or they move down all the reasons, sort of like I did, where when I felt off and, you know, I went through all the reasons and I came down to, wow, okay, I remember I was overstriding. But one of the first places that most of us crazy runners should be turning to is a really good talk with our pillows. So your pillow is going to let you know whether you're getting good quality deep sleep, or it's going to tell you whether you've got this light sleep interrupted by continual periods of being awake when you should be sleeping. The heavier your training regimen and the older you get, for those of us that are beginning to age a little bit, the more sleep you're going to need. So most 20-something runners, you're going to listen to this and you're going, yeah, right, whatever. You're going to head out to the nightclub. You're going to, you know, chuckle about how all the older folks need to get sleep and everything. I got a message for you. Sleep or the lack of sleep will eventually catch up with you too. So a couple different things that I read. There's an organization called the National Sleep Foundation. My wife wants to be a charter member of it because whereas my hobby is running, her hobby is napping. So I think we're going to get her a charter membership into the National Sleep Foundation because she can show people how to just fall asleep in a heartbeat, how to sleep wherever you are, how to sleep right after you've slept, and how to sleep right after you've slept after you've slept. She is an expert at sleep. But this National Sleep Foundation, they've got some amazing research on sleep. And just a very small sliver of what they've done is study athletic performance and rest. There's an article in there by a gal named Logan Foley, and she's a certified sleep science coach, which I'm sitting there going, wow, who knew that you could make a career out of being a certified sleep science coach? Well, she has struggled with sleep her entire life, is a insomniac who got studying sleep because she couldn't sleep. Well, she wrote an article, it was called Sleep, Athletic Performance, and Recovery. There are tons of details in there. There's words that I'm not really sure what they mean, but, you know, they're big words. They're like, you know, the more than three syllable words. Like, we're getting into the four and five syllable words with, you know, letters in there that I have no idea how you put them together and make them sound like something. Specifically for runners, she cited a lack of quality sleep leads to quicker exhaustion, risk of injury, and risk of illness or immunosuppression. Now, immunosuppression is something we all should know a little bit about from dealing with the coronavirus over the last year. Lack of quality sleep can lower your immune system's ability to fight off any type of virus. That should be one of the first things. Well, the other thing is quality sleep and the effect on athletic performance don't just end at the physical qualities. It's also essential. Sleep is essential for maintaining your mental health as well. See, I didn't realize this. Did you know that sleep helps you retain and consolidate memories? So if you're having problems trying to remember things, you're not sleeping well. As a trail runner, you need your memories. So you need this quick twitch muscle memory. Because that's how you skip over rocks and roots. That's how you make the sharp turns that are necessary on a winding path. Is see, your body builds memories of how you do these things, and then it makes it easier when you're plowing around at a, you know, 8 to 10 minute pace on a path, and all of a sudden you got to make a quick right over a root with rocks on the other side, knowing how to plant your foot and where to go and how to balance right so that you don't fall on your duff. That's important. There's another article I read in Podium Runner. It was called The Power of Sleep and How to Improve Yours by Molly Hansen. My favorite line about sleep and running performance is in this, and I'm just going to quote this because it is exactly what we all need to be thinking about with sleep. Imagine that there was a new supplement on the market that could accelerate tissue repair, boost human growth hormone to build bone and muscle, enhance metabolism, sharpen concentration, and tweak your perception to make hard exercise efforts feel easier. If there were such a supplement, every runner I know would be rushing out to purchase this. I mean, we would spend our life savings if there were such a thing. There is. It's called sleep. Who knew? I didn't know until I started studying this stuff. So in this study, they studied Stanford basketball players. Now basketball players aren't runners, but think about this for a second. In this study, they studied that how Stanford basketball players, and what they did was they took two test subjects of Stanford basketball players. So the first thing they did is they had the basketball players sleep 10 hours a night for 5 to 7 weeks. And then they measured their performance against how they regularly performed on a regular night of sleep. So think about college basketball players and regular night of sleep. Basically, you know, fall asleep at midnight after you've been partying all night. They picked up a substantial amount of performance. It was an astounding improvement in performance just by sleeping 10 hours a night for 5 to 7 weeks. So think about this. You're a runner, or you're an ultra runner. How much speed and endurance could you pick up by getting better sleep? Now, I have to put a warning in here. Don't skip your early morning run in favor of getting an extra hour of sleep. Doesn't work that way. But look at the quality of sleep. And this is the point I want us all to concentrate on. The quality of sleep may be more important than the quantity of sleep. Let me repeat that. The quality of sleep may be more important than the quantity of sleep. So think about this for a second. There's an article in Runner's Magazine. It was called Sleep, Athletic Performance, and Recovery. And they labeled this quality sleep hygiene. And they said, when one talks about sleep quality or sleep hygiene, this is where you have higher amount of deep sleep, lower respiration rate, and less rapid eye movement. Now, I don't know if I've convinced you all that you need to get better quality sleep in order to improve your running, but I'm going to give you five tips, five methods that you can do to get better quality sleep. So if you want to take notes, here's a time. This is actually one of those ones where I'm going to give you some information that is going to be valuable, not just to your running career, but to everything you do in life. These five methods are going to help improve your quality of sleep. And I will tell you, I started these a week ago, and I went from averaging about 4.5 to 5 hours of sleep a night to right now I'm averaging 7.5 hours of sleep a night. More importantly, I went from averaging about 30 to 45 minutes of deep sleep a night to right now, just in a week, all right, just in a week of taking these five things and changing some habits, I am now averaging over 2.5 hours of deep sleep a night. That's huge for a hyperactive person. 2.5 hours of deep sleep a night. Here are the five methods. Number one, eliminate blue light activity at least an hour before going to bed. For me, this meant I don't read my Kindle in bed anymore, because my Kindle is a blue light. Here's blue light stuff. Televisions, computers, smartphones, Kindles all operate on blue light. LED, here's the thing. I do lighting. So lighting is one of my passions in life. I love talking to people about light. LED is a blue light. We have LEDs everywhere around us now. The only way you get a whitish light out of LED is combining the phosphor. But the blue light is still the basis of the light that comes out of any LED fixture. Okay? So blue light is what is keeping you from getting good quality sleep. So here's some things I've done. Stop watching television or browsing the computer at least an hour before I'm going to sleep. My smartphone lives in a different room. My smartphone does not live in the bedroom. It lives in a different room. It just sits there all night long. I'd ignore it. And I do not read my Kindle anymore going to bed. I've gone back to good old-fashioned paper with a yellow light above my bed. And I'm telling you, I'm falling asleep quicker and I'm sleeping way better. Second method, wind down better. Meditation, reading, relaxing yoga routine, these will all do wonders in increasing your sleep quality. I'm not a big yoga guy, but I love doing yoga because it actually calms my nerves. It brings me down to a level where I am not thinking about all the things I normally think about. It's a great way to just wind down better. Eliminate blue light. Number two, wind down better. Number three, avoid alcohol and caffeine before bedtime. These are the biggest disturbers of sleep. Gonna let you in on a secret here. I love dark chocolate. Don't eat dark chocolate before you're going to bed. I could eat dark chocolate all day long, all night long. I know, I'm weird. I love dark chocolate. Little glass of red wine. But you know what? Don't do that before going to bed. If your bedtime's 9 o'clock, if that's kind of the time you like to get to bed, and you love dark chocolate and a glass of wine, you need to cut those off about 7. If you eliminate both, like right now, I haven't had dark chocolate or a glass of wine in a while because I just decided, you know, I'm not addicted to them. Well, I am addicted to them, but I don't need them. So I decided, well, let's just eliminate them. Going from 5 to 7.5 hours of sleep, from 45 minutes to 2.5 hours of deep sleep a night, I feel better than I have felt in a very, very long time. That's number three. Number four, create a better sleep environment by ensuring your sleep space is dark and cool. So one method that my wife and I have done for years is we have blackout curtains on our bedroom windows. It keeps the street light from getting into our bedroom. One of the things we need to do is kind of seal the little cracks on the side of the windows, but we're going to figure out how to do that. And number five, if you're having trouble getting to sleep, don't do like I've done for eons and just toss and turn and, you know, think, okay, I'm just, you know, if I toss and turn and move this way or that way, I'm going to get better sleep. No, get out of bed. Go do something quiet. Do not stick your nose in your smartphone or something like that. Get a yellow light. Have a paper book. Read it. Do a puzzle under a yellow light. Yellow light is the key. Warm light, 2700 Kelvin or below, is what you want to have when you're trying to relax. Anything above 2700 Kelvin moves you into that white light area, moving towards the blue spectrum of light, and that's what's going to make you more aware. There's a reason that schools light their classrooms at 4000 Kelvin. The reason? It makes students more alert and more awake. All right, so there's a lot of studies behind light. If you ever want me to bore you to death and put you to sleep, have me talk to you about lighting. Here's the biggest thing. I've given you 5 methods to get better quality sleep. Start doing these. I'd love to hear stories about people that are not sleeping. Write me at livingandultralife@gmail.com and let me know how you slept before instituting those 5 methods and how you slept after. So once again, we'll just run through the 5 methods real quick. Eliminate blue light activity at least an hour before going to bed. Wind down better. Avoid alcohol and caffeine before bedtime. Create a better sleep environment by ensuring your sleep space is dark and cool. And if you're having trouble getting to sleep, get out of bed, do something quiet, and then go back to sleep. One key to running better is sleeping better. I dismissed it and just thought it was weird science. But I began to take it more seriously, and I looked at these methods to improve my sleep quality. And I find myself with way better energy and greater endurance right now. It may seem strange, but it works. So, who's up for a good night's sleep? Thanks for listening, everybody. Keep on sending us emails and livingandultralife@gmail.com. That's it for this week's episode of Living an Ultralife.